the Third Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled against a Canadian who's trying to avoid deportation from the United States. The defendant is challenging a federal law that requires people to submit photographs for identification to enter the U.S. Yesterday, a federal judge ruled that the man cannot stay in the country while his case is being heard, and the appeals court has upheld that ruling. The case pits strict religious beliefs against the need for increased security, as NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
In the summer of 2001, Daniel Zaire, a Canadian citizen, moved to the small town of Sligo, Pennsylvania, to live with his new American wife. Shortly after he arrived, he applied for citizenship. As part of that process, Zaire, who's a member of the Amish faith, was required to provide a photograph. But that was something the 29-year-old felt he simply couldn't do. Mark Knapp is Zaire's lawyer.
The Old Amish believe that having a photograph taken is considered a graven image and evidence of pride and a sin of pride, and therefore for about 500 or 600 years they've held the belief that they won't give an image of themselves voluntarily.
Knapp says Zaire applied for a waiver on religious grounds, but it was denied. That touched off a 2-year legal fight. Zaire's case highlights the fine balance between religious freedom and national security. Chris Bentley, a spokesman for the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, says now, more than ever, photographs are crucial for any citizenship documents, such as the so-called green card.
The green card is a document that allows individuals to travel into and out of the United States. To not have a photo on that identifying the holder is counterproductive to providing good national security. We would be allowing folks to potentially seek application or admission to the United States without knowing adequately who they are.
Bentley says up until the early 1990s, immigration authorities occasionally waived the photograph requirement. Bentley says now only people confined by age or illness are exempt. Attorney Knapp says that's an infringement on Zaire's First Amendment rights. Mary Beth Buchanan, the U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Pennsylvania, says Zaire doesn't have many rights.
The law does not recognize Mr. Zaire as someone who has been lawfully admitted into the country, and as an alien who has not gained access into the United States does not receive the same constitutional rights that others who have been lawfully admitted would receive.
Zaire's attorney says his client would be willing to submit to other types of identification, such as retinal scans or fingerprinting. But U.S. Attorney Buchanan says photographs are needed for background checks. She says you can't show someone a fingerprint and say, "Do you recognize this person?" Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.